Swans have ended a 20-year drought. Stevenson, Cracker gathers, shoots, and Swans have won the grand final.
Hi, this is Dennis Cometti, and you're listening to the Monday Waffle.
It's round 18 right here on the Monday Waffle.
It is.
We've had a few takes, but we've got there. G'day, guys. I'm in the studio with Laura, Verity. I'm Joel. How's everyone going?
Great, thanks, Joel. Great weekend of footy, and Thursday night game.
Yeah,
what did you think
that.
Of it?
Oh, loved it. Split round, loved it. Got apparently, you were saying before, got more views than a few other things that were on that night.
The Waffle beat some well-known TV shows, so up the Bulldogs and up the Lions.
Yep, nah, it's very good for the Waffle. We also went out to a country town, Cunderdin, this week in the Waffle.
Which is, say that four times faster.
Cunderdin.
It's getting almost a more rude word there.
It's not too far from my hometown, Quirrettin.
There you go.
In the wheat belt. Quirrettin. I know that there's some silos there.
Hey, let's go down and look at the silos. Love it. Speaking of that Thursday night game, Birchie, we'll start with that one. Subiaco v South Freo. What happened?
Well, it was a really close game, and obviously first versus second, and I was hoping that South Freo would come out with a win. Subi won 69-58, so 11-point win. And, just mentioning again about the TV ratings, 51,000 people tuned in, highest for the season.
Look at that. That's brilliant.
Yeah, great Thursday night game, though it was freezing and raining. So the Lions are now two wins, clear on top. They went full speed ahead in the first quarter before the Bulldogs bounced back. The Lions' midfield was just superb, with Lee Kitchen getting 23 disposals, Adam Cockey 19, Wade Toomey was crucial in the win. Liam Ryan, he got 3 goals, 1 behind, 14 disposals. Some really vital goals, which the team needed, but Todd Curley put Marlon Pickett on him after half-time and did the job. So, good work, Pickett. Christopher Fellon also, 29 disposals. As for the Bulldogs, Higgins had 34 hitouts and kicked a crucial goal early in the second term to ignite the Bulldogs. Ben Saunders, what a gun. Great when it comes to goals, though, and always delivers. He had 3 goals, 2 behinds, and he was definitely the star of the Bulldogs. Stephen Verrier, 28 disposals, 1 goal. Blaine Wilson, 26 disposals. And
he's had a great season, Blaine Wilson, hasn't he?
Across
half-back, and he moves everywhere, actually. He goes forward at times and gets a few sausage rolls himself.
Absolutely.
Snag of rolls.
Yeah.
Snagger rolls, sausage rolls, goals.
You get out.
Unfortunately, the Bulldogs.
Snagger rolls, Verity.
Unfortunately, no, the Bulldogs needed to step up, and they really did need a win. It just looks like Subi's going to be too good, and they're definitely going to finish on top, I think.
Should finish on top, and that could be a preview to the last game of the season, the grand final, couldn't it?
Yeah,
Birchie,
it really could.
And the fact that Subi got the win just stamps a little bit of. Little bit of authority over their closest rival, I'd say.
Yeah, Bulldogs need to finish the season on high to give them some confidence.
Yeah, get some players back, hopefully the Bulldogs, which should help them in the finals. But, that's a big win.
Yeah. But how about your boys, Joel? East Perth versus Claremont.
Well, look,
you didn't tip them.
I know. You know what I was thinking? I just thought it couldn't possibly be. It couldn't get 5 in a row, could they? That's just.
You didn't tip them.
Remember we had this discussion
I
don't think they can win 5 in a row. That's a big
have
effort.
Faith.
I know I didn't have enough faith. But yeah, I should be
track record though. Lately, Claremont actually don't do that well on their own home ground.
No, they've had a pretty
it's
poor season.
It's not necessarily an indicator of how good they're going to be.
They've had a pretty poor season, old Claremont, but East Perth v Claremont at the Showgrounds. East Perth 9-6-60 defeated Claremont 7-10-52 by 8 points. East Perth obviously had a big week with the Bo Chatley incident, so they still had that on their mind, but they got their 5th win in a row, which was fantastic for them. They've really cemented. They were game clear now in the finals, in the 5, so it's good for them. Everyone got in on the act. Paddy Brophy, Paddy McGinnity, who was unlucky to find his way at East Perth, actually had a good few weeks at the Eagles there. And Mitchell Fraser, they all had 27 disposals through the midfield. Brant College kicked two final quarter goals and had 22 disposals and 9 tackles, which is a huge gain from him. Paul Johnson dominated the ruck. He had 41 hitouts and 17 disposals. Tom Lamb had 24 up forward. Simon Tunbridge had his best game of the season. Everyone got in on the act. Xavier Ellis across halfback, he was brilliant. Another Eagles play. It was just a great all-round performance by East Perth, so a very big win for them against Claremont at Claremont's home ground. As for the Tigers, it's season over for them, unfortunately. They've only had 4 wins, and they're going to have to look to next season, do some recruiting, do a big preseason, and hopefully they can improve next year. In terms of the game, the wide spaces of the showgrounds didn't help them. Jai Bolton had one of the most eventful days going around. He had 37 disposals, kicked a goal, and then got knocked out just before the end of the game.
Poor guy.
And had to be taken off the ground with concussion. So hopefully he's okay. Our thoughts obviously with him.
I do think Claremont will be able to rebuild. They do have great goal kickers in the team.
They have Darcy Cameron, so I mean,
I don't know what that means, Verity, but okay.
It means a lot, okay. Joe. That's what that means.
Where's Josh when you need him? Bo Maester, the ex-Saint and Eagle, he kicked 3 goals up forward. Ryan Neitz did a great job on Lewis Jetta from the Eagles. He ran with him on a wing and kept him to 16 disposals, had 17 himself and 6 tackles, all of which were apparently on Jetta. So there you go.
Jetta couldn't get
loose, but yeah, big win for East Perth. And hey, we're in the finals. We're coming. Could be a threat going deep into the finals. Who knows? Verity.
Yelza!
The next game of the round was your East Freo Sharks versus the Swan Districts.
Versus the Swanee Dees.
Swanee Dees at Steel Blue Oval. What happened there?
The ending result for the Sharkers Bra versus Swanee Dees game, it was 11 goals, 7.73 to the Swans to my Sharkers Bra 13.91. Well, we finally ended our 4-game losing run.
Woo!
So
good form.
That's something right there.
You've really slipped, haven't you, Verity?
We've kept in touch with the top 5 now after that win, that little win there.
So game that's, outside it, so that's good.
That's good. Matthew Watson, 3 goals for him, along with the veteran Brett Peake. He had another 3 goals as well. I really like him, actually, Brett Peake.
Yeah. Oh, good. Yeah, me too.
As a person or as a player?
No, I haven't met him as a person. Actually, as a player, just from observation. As
I
haven't
met him as a person.
I just reckon, well, that's not true. I got a grab from him a few weeks back. Anyway, Moving on. George Hampson, he's back. He is a bit of a gun, isn't he? He thankfully had a really good performance. He had a bit of injury, so he got back up. He had 35 possessions and 2 goals to his name. Liam Anthony, 41 disposals, 9 tackles and a goal.
Liam Anthony.
Well done.
41 disposals.
Great player.
Good work.
Jaden Schofield, collect 28 possessions for the Sharks. Also noteworthy, James Bristow dominated the ruck, 13 touches and 43 hitouts.
Amazing.
That's pretty impressive. Kirk Ugel and Todd Banfield kicked 2 goals apiece for the Swanee Districts. Matt Riggio, he racked up 36 possessions. His name gets dropped a lot. Well, Matt Riggio, he racked up 36 possessions. Adam Faulkner, 24. While ruckman Troy Ukic, he had 43 hitouts as well.
Yes, it was a great win by the Sharkers, bro, wasn't it, Joel?
Yeah, that's right, Verity. Moving on to the next game, it was Peel Thunder v Perth Demons out in Cunderdin, country town of Cunderdin, Verity.
Yeah.
How good is country footy, hey?
It's the best.
Peel got the win. It was 10-12-72. They defeated the Perth Demons 9-7-61. Peel ended the Demons 3-game winning streak. They had 8 different goal kickers, so it was an all-round performance from them as well. They held off a fast-finishing Demons to win by 11 points. Rory O'Brien, he had 29 disposals. Matt DeFleur, DeBoer, 24. Clancy Pierce, he had a big game. 26 disposals, kicked a goal, and he had 9 tackles. How's that? Blair Bell kicked 2 goals, along with Michael Apness, who, in his return from injury, he was a good target up forward. Verity, what happened with Perth?
Looking at Perth in that game, Sam Garstone and Aiden Tropp, 2 goals each for them. Zach Fisher, also 2 goals for him. Zach Fisher, the local Wheat Belt boy, apparently had a bit of a crowd getting around him.
Oh, yeah,
the
nice
old car honks from the cars in the cold weather. That's local footy.
Get you
best
going
right there. Yep.
So that's a bit nice. He also collected 22 possessions, and Trupp also collected 24 possessions as well. Clint Jones, Me man.
Yeah.
He's going to get the sand over. There's no doubt.
Yep.
Another ripper game. 33 disposals for him. That was his 99th waffle appearance there.
There you go.
Can't wait for next week.
Yeah, 100 next week. Good on him.
Julian Jacobs, he finished with 26 touches, and Liam McKenna, 25. Michael Sinclair, 25 as well. Quite a close game, really. That last quarter with Peel only just drawing away. I reckon the Demons can hold their heads up from that game, actually.
Yeah, all games this week. Quite close, weren't they? There's no blowouts, which we like to see.
Pop the confetti. I'm Dennis Scametti.
Dennis Scametti.
You're listening to the Monday Waffle.
Well, a very familiar voice on the Monday Waffle here for all our listeners. Jake Batrick, host of All of Last Year. He's back.
Welcome back.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Great to be back.
Jake, obviously, Subi have been dominating this whole year. They had a big matchup against second on the ladder, South Freo, this week. Got the win on Thursday night. What were your thoughts on that game? How do you think Subi went? And can you see anyone challenging him for the flag?
Subi rolling along as per usual. They're like the Hawthorn of the Waffle, aren't they? They just find a way to win. South really didn't test them. I'm just looking here that Lions got off to a really fast start. 5-1 to 1-1 in the first term. And, South did their best to peg them back. But I think the game was done early.
East Freo obviously expected they won against Swan Districts, but they were third a few weeks ago. Now they're down at sixth. What's happened to them, do you think?
That's my boys, by the way, so be careful what you say, Patrick.
Well, I just think they've lacked a bit of leadership on the field. They were probably up there with premiership favouritism at the start of the season, but Liam Anthony, again, getting it done, had 41 touches. 9 tackles. He obviously needed to step up a little bit and had some help along the way with Hampson, had 35 touches and 2 goals. So, yeah, East Freo, look, the thing with East Freo is they've got time to bounce back. We've still got 5 rounds to go before finals. So, yeah, they're out of the 8, but not by much. So, look, I wouldn't be surprised if they're thereabouts, depending on who Peel lose to the Dockers team over the next 5 weeks in the AFL, they could be the ones to slip out of the top 5.
Well, I certainly hope that's the case, because 5th at the moment is my Royals, Jake. Hopefully East Freo don't replace them in the finals, that's for sure. On East Perth, they've got 5 on the trot now. Jake, where do you think their resurgence has come from?
Well, yeah, as you said, they've had the help of the Eagles players coming back into that side. Jack Redden's been back there this year as well, playing well in the Waffle, but that form can't translate into the seniors for West Coast. The thing that worries me for East Perth is their percentage. They're on just over 100 percentage points. East Fremantle, a game behind them, but Peel Thunder also have a healthier percentage than East Perth. So that worries me a little bit. However, they're in good form, and much like the Eagles, they're just winning. So if you keep winning, you will climb up the ladder, but if they drop a few games heading into the finals, I think that they could be the ones that drop out as well. So a battle of the alignment sides for that last spot in the top 5, with East Freo breathing down their neck. But it was like this last year. I remember it was a close season, and it's carried on into this year, which is great for WA footy.
And just lastly, your West Perth Falcons, what do you reckon? They obviously had the bye this week. What do you reckon they can conjure up going into the final series? Do you reckon there's still a chance to, I guess, contest Subi or South Freo for a spot in the final?
Yeah, well, West Perth had their dodgy patch earlier in the season, so they've managed to string a few wins together and get themselves 2 games off top spot under Subiaco and South Fremantle. So I do like West Perth to go at least to the grand final, just because they've been there a few times over the last few seasons. South Fremantle have not been around about in the last couple of seasons in terms of finals. So they'll be the other ones. But, yeah, I think South Freo's firepower, as well as South Freo have a game in hand as well. So it's going to be tough for West Perth. But I do think their grand final experience over the last few years will put them in good stead. And, look, they just need a bit more from their midfielders. I mean, Shane Nelson's one of the most prolific midfielders running around in the Waffle, so if they can get him and Aaron Black and the likes, Skipper Jay Van Bella, if they can all start firing, I think they'll go pretty well against Subiaco. However, I think Subi might win another flag this year. That's just my humble opinion.
Jake, thanks so much for coming back on the show and speaking to us. It's been great to have you on. Was it everything you would imagine? Have you missed it? I guess that's the biggest question. Have you missed doing the Monday Waffle every Monday?
I do miss the Monday Waffle. It was, once you get in there, for me last year, it felt like it was my firstborn. So I do miss it. But you guys are doing a stellar job.
Oh, thank you. We hope we're nurturing it just as much as you would your firstborn. So.
And just a little plug in. Everyone, have a listen to Batrick on 6PR. Does the morning reports on the news. Have a little listen.
There you go.
Yeah, Mondays and Fridays if you're keen for that, but I'm not sure too many people would be. But
Get around it.
Don't worry. Thanks, Patrick. We'll speak to you soon.
See you, Jake.
No worries, guys. Thanks a lot.
If you're loving the Monday Waffle podcast, make sure you head to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Monday Waffle for more awesome content. And while you're there, give us a like.
Time for the Monday Waffle Tips. Let's get down to business.
We know what that intro means. Birchie, some late mails come in. Apparently someone's knocked off their perch, but I'll let you take that. What's happened?
Birch has been knocked off the perch.
Oh my goodness, that's brilliant.
That rhyming. I'm impressed. Well, look, Verity, you're sharing my crown now. We're both on 41. You had a great week of tipping. Got all four right. Well done to Verity.
I'm backing you in, Vez.
Thanks, girl.
I'm backing you in, Vez. I reckon you're going to take it.
Me and Joel, we only got three, as did Soph. Kelly only got one. I made the mistake of not tipping Peel. I just don't trust Peel, but they seem to keep winning. Well, Joel didn't tip his own boy.
I know, that's, yeah.
Traitor.
I feel, yeah. I just thought five in a row, it's Claremont Showgrounds. I just don't think though. I think they'll slip back to their old form, but sure enough, they proved me wrong, and I'm glad they did.
So total scores, Verity 41, Laura 41, Joel 39, Soph 37, Kelly 29, ahead of Josh Gallup on 22, who didn't put his tips in this week. Surprise, surprise.
We have decided that his punishment is going to be eating a lemon, isn't it?
As well. Ooh. Let's get him doing a few things, I reckon.
How about eating a lemon, cleaning the fridge, and doing something else all at the same time?
Question: what rhymes with Zempelis? That's right, nothing. So tune into the Monday Waffle. It makes perfect sense, really. The Monday Waffle, where the team waffle about the waffle. Tune in Monday.
Verity, give us a rundown of next week's games.
Your Bulldogs, Birch, they're going to be playing at 11:40 on Saturday against my Sharkers Bra at
Derby.
The Fremantle Community
Derby.
Bank Oval. I think we shall be there.
We will be there.
With a few cheeky ciders?
Yes. And our scarves on.
Yeah, I still need to buy some merch, actually. Clapham's...
if someone could hook us up with that.
Clapham's Lions, they're going to be versing the Swanee Dees at Medibank Stadium at 2:15 on Saturday. The Falcons will be versing the Perth Demons. That's at HBF Arena. And Peel Thunder will be versing the Claremont Tigers at Bendigo Bank Stadium. That's at 2:15 as well on the Saturday. All Saturday games again this week.
Yeah, I'm thinking Subi and Swans is going to be a whitewash, but a few close games otherwise.
Yeah.
West Perth, Perth. I'm looking forward to that one. That should be a good one.
Perth's actually been quite strong lately.
Yeah, they've been good lately. And obviously the Derby's going to be a big game. And then Peel, Claremont. I mean, probably back in Peel, but who knows.
And Joel, how's the ladder looking?
Looking at the ladder, Subiaco, two games out in front. On top of the ladder, 48 points, 12 wins for the season. Two games behind them, South Freo and West Perth. South Freo coming in at second on percentage, West Perth third. Peel Thunder coming in at fourth, a game behind West Perth. And then East Perth rounding out the five on the same amount of points as Peel. So those two teams really fighting for that fifth spot. East Fremantle, a game behind Peel and East Perth in sixth on 32 points. And then rounding out the ladder, Perth, Claremont and Swan Districts. Unfortunately, probably all out of the race for the finals. But it should be a tight final series, I reckon. It should be a very close final series. Subiaco obviously looking the dominant team at the moment. But
can't wait.
Anything can happen. That's what they sing, apparently. Guys, thanks for coming in today. Short and sharp show, but we got
Thank
it done.
Thank you, Joe.
Thanks for listening, guys. We will see you. We'll be here next Monday. We'll be here.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Monday Waffle, proudly brought to you by the students from ECU Broadcasting.